Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, wherever you are, whatever mindset that you have right now. Just know that God can work it out for you. If everything is all good, just tell somebody else how well God can work it out for you. How about that? Won't he do it? Let us humble ourselves and go before the throne of God in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Most gracious and humble Father, Heavenly God Almighty, we come in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. We know nothing gets to you without going through the Son. We come letting the Holy Spirit to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Lord God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins and our many transgressions made before you, Lord God, as we give you thanks for opening our eyes this morning, putting breath in our bodies to be able to see your beautiful creation today, Lord God. Father God, we pray for all of the people that are experiencing violence in the streets right now, Father God. Comfort and strengthen them and their families, Lord God. Father God, those that have lost their lives, Lord God, we pray that they were able to bring their life to you, Lord God, and surrender all over to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that people's mindset would be made back to you, Father God, as we march on this resurrection week, Father God. Father God, he said, crucify him. They said it all in the streets. Crucify him, crucify him. So, Lord God, the violence is picking up this week in the streets, Lord God, and we pray that it just disappear right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your Holy Spirit reign right now, Father God. Take care of the listeners tonight. Take care of all of the pastors and ministers that will cross the airwaves tonight. Bless us in the name of Jesus. I pray this to you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody suit up. Put on your full armor, God. You know what time it is. It's time to break chains. The special assignment is on. YAT Radio is signing on. I'm Pastor Rod. It's time for me to get on my grind. Let's go.
Yeah, this your world, God, and everything in it. I see you, homie. I guess they think because, hey, Bob, we serve you, right? You told me we supposed to slack like up, this, man. But now that I know what I'm fighting for, let's get it. We go harder. We on our mind.
I ain't gonna waste your time. I sure ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle your
own. I'm on my grind.
I'm on my grind, cousin.
Ready to tell your boy that she was proud of me, that I was off the streets and the boy was through thugging. I told her, granny, baby, don't you worry about nothing. If it ain't about the Lord, then your boy ain't budging. Man, I never did think myself. The word of God'll make your boy wanna hoopstead. Granny told me that the Lord'll meet me hoopstead. He's still working on me, granny. I told her, homie, we gon' take it to the block and post up in the hood like we still selling rocks. The only difference is we ain't worried about the cops. Fool on my own, we ain't worried about the shots. Flame told me gon' take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. If it mean me die, Lord still seeing me. We bout to get it in. If it mean no sleep, I'm on my mind.
I ain't gon' waste your time. I soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gon' use mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
Let's get it.
I'm on the road, headed to another show. I
asked the Lord if he seen me, y'all go. Mama happy, she ain't gotta worry no more.
But the law pulled me over like I'm still selling dope. I told him I ain't trying to go and flip a pound. I'm trying to show him Christ before they put him in the ground. Before them boys catch him, hit him with another round. Since I met the Lord, this the way it's going down. If I'm in your city, take me to the block. Jesus real, homie, I tell it to the cops. Without a bullhorn, I yell it on the block. I wasn't ashamed when I was out there trying to sell a rock. Jacob told me gon' take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. We bout to go hard if it mean no sleep. And we can get it in, no rhymes, no beats. I'm on my mind.
Don't waste your time. Our soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of
Man, don't let them roll by. But I'm tired of seeing guys dying from the 4-5. No lie, I'm praying they get to know God. So I'm on the grind with the mind of the Most High. I'm in the hood showing love to a bunch of cats.
What?
Who be all up in the club blowing guns and sacks.
Right.
Screaming life is more than blood, girls and money stacks.
Christian Christ,
tell them by the blood and you coming back. They by the streetlight, holding on the heat tight. Set tripping down to lose their life in the street fight. I'm knowing they should seek Christ.
Why?
Cause by far death and tail bars is all you gon' get out of the street life.
Yeah.
Gon' take it to the thugs, GG, Crip Clicks and the West Side Blood. Even hard head jeans, you just see guys love.
When them coppers go back, I said that, it's a judge,
come on,
my mind. Now I ain't gonna waste your time. I still ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gonna use mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you very much, Big Bro. What's going on with you? Welcome back to Breaking Chains Special Assignment. I'm Pastor Rod. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for coming in. I pray that you had a wonderful weekend. I pray that your day has been marvelous in the Lord. No matter what the situation looks like, I pray that you just giving it over to the Lord. I pray that you just putting your all into loving the Lord. I pray that you just putting your all in letting him love you. I pray that you play in the background, that you get into the, you get out the driver's seat and you ride shotgun with him and let him just take the lead. You just let him take the wheel. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what, y'all, let me tell you something. Let me get you to understand something. Tonight I want to talk about something that's very serious because we got a lot of murder going on. We got a lot of violence jumping off. We got a lot of things going on. And one thing that you have to understand, the ones that are causing all the problems are the one that's running and hiding, number one. Number two is that, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to run away from a God that you're the one that caused all of this damnation on earth anyway. Think about it. Man has done this, okay? And the thing about it is that a lot of people have lost focus, you know what I'm saying, about what real living is all about. What this world of living was supposed to be about. I think that everybody has, let me start here with you, the ones that got all this money, you don't even know what to do anymore, so you're just trying to buy your way into everything and buy things and change things by the way of money. And the problem with that is that, you know what I'm saying, everybody's trying to distort God's word by saying money is the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil. That is a lie. Stop lying. That listen, money is not the root of all evil. Let's get that understood. Okay? That you, and I don't know why people are trying to get people to believe that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not what the scripture says. You know what I'm saying? Money is the root of all evil. No, it says the love of it. It says for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some converted after that they erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. That means that you think money takes care of everything for you. You depend on money for everything. Money, 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 money. So my question to you tonight is a simple one. Are you living in the reason? What do you mean, Pastor Rod? What do you mean? Am I living in the reason? What is the reason for you breathing right now? What is your purpose for being on the earth right now? Are you living in the reason? Are you living in the reason why you are breathing right this second? And here's a part B to that question. Do you even know your reason for living right now this second? Because one thing that we're supposed to be into and understand is that we're supposed to be doing the work of the Lord. And at the end of time, we're going to stand in the presence of one who occupies a throne from which the heavens and the earth flee away. Listen to me now. And we will see Christ ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Not now simply as the person of Galilee in old days, but as the God who presides over history. And the thing is that we don't get into the true teaching that Jesus is God in the flesh. He was God in the flesh on the earth. And you know what, y'all? We got to get into some teaching of our own and stop depending on man all the time to tell us everything, and we're not going behind and studying for ourselves. The scriptures say study to show thyself. That means you. Me. I got to study to show myself approved. You got to study to show yourself approved before God. And they say a workman unashamed of the gospel, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we're at a point right now that we need to start making some decisions, my brothers and my sisters. I want to say good evening to everybody listening, or good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world, for turning us on. Thank you. We got some things that we need to decide upon. If you look around and pay attention to the weather, the tornadoes, the fires, different things that's been going on as far as weather is concerned, and earthly damage that's taking place, you got to know that God is speaking. And the thing is God is asking for repentance. And we're constantly ignoring it, constantly trying to reach this 2030 agenda. We're trying to get to this new world order. And the thing about it, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have all power and authority to do what needs to be done, but God is watching us run and tuck our tail and sit back, and a lot of us, because I'm not going to put myself in that category, so forgive me on that. A lot of people are ignoring the word of God and doing things their way. So are you living in the reason? And do you know the reason why you're living? God sends us out two by two, and on this evening, a shocking call just come in here. Wasn't expecting this preacher to come on, but he's here after therapy and talking to him earlier. How you doing there, Pastor Melvin? God bless you, sir. Good evening. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Doc. How you doing, my friend, and everybody else out there? I'm doing good. My pain has ceased. I didn't have to take no medications because I wanted to be alert. So I'm just sitting still, got my arm propped up. I'm not going to move it so I can make it through this program. But, Doc, I'm so glad to be here. Pains and all, I'm just glad to be here.
And well, we're glad to have you.
I'm not going to let nothing stop me. I'm going to do my best not to let nothing stop me.
Yes, sir. You hang in there as long as you can, and we thank God for you. I want to give a praise report. Spoke with Pastor Kemp earlier. Dr. Kemp informed me that his brother is making some progress. He's doing much better. He's still on the ventilator, on the breathing machine, but they're getting ready to take him off. He's made some improvements. He's been responding by squeezing his daughter's hand. His eyes have been jumping when she talks to him, so he's trying to open his eyes. They got his pressure up, so they're going to take him out of the induced coma soon. So they're just waiting. Earlier he was waiting on the phone call about that, so I'm sure God has already taking care of that. But just want to thank everybody out there that's been praying for Mr. Samuel Kemp, our overseer's brother. Continue to keep him in your prayer. The doctor says he's not out of the woods yet, but we know God. We know the God that we serve. We know our big brother Jesus, the Christ, the healer. You understand what I'm saying? And we know the Holy Spirit is right there with him at all times, never leaving nor forsaking him. So we are thankful to God for that, and we give God all the glory. Pastor Melvin, tonight, I wanted to talk about are we living in the reason? And do we know the reason why we're living? And the thing is that the people with all the money have distorted people's way of thinking, have caused people to live in fear. They've caused pandemics and crashes and all kind of things to take place that a lot of people are not aware of because they don't get into and study the Word of God. And that's not to disrespect anybody. That's just the truth. And the thing about it is that we have to get to a place where we get people to understand what God is saying to us in His Word. And tonight, on the special assignment, I wanted to talk about, you know what I'm saying, are we aware, you know what I'm saying, of what our purpose is for living, you know what I'm saying, the reason for us being here today, you know what I'm saying, because I want to tell you that in Matthew 28, down in verse 19, we were given a commandment. We were given an order where it says that we should therefore go out and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything. This is Jesus saying, everything I have commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. And that's our main reason right there. So are we living in that reason, Pastor Melvin, when it says to therefore go out and make disciples of all nations? That means that we're supposed to go out and be doing the work of the Lord everywhere, at all times, anytime. So are we living in the reason?
Well, I just want to say good evening, everybody. And I don't want to take away everything because it's happening. It's being done, but the level of it is so low. Because if the level of it would be high, you would see it.
Amen.
And I don't see it. And then being in the ministry and studying, we as leaders, we know what to look for. And I actually do that. You know me, when it comes to a Galatian, I look for that fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
And that's a good way to know that Christ is being sold, as we all are ambassadors. I don't see it. I'm not going to say it's not there, but it's so minimum because there is so much other stuff. I watch this TV a lot. I love to watch the television. And I notice in a 24-hour period, there are days you never, unless you go to a particular station. But let's look at our big major networks. His name is not even mentioned. CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, or Bounce, all of them. And if it is, look how minimal it is. And if the people really knew how had all this come about, they would understand. Now, I don't know whether anybody else have noticed this, but I've been noticing daily. I've been noticing for over a year how the word create is used. So much. Look at books. The writer, the producer, the creator. Look at the stories come on television. The producer, the executive producer, the writer, the creator. If you know that word is thrown around everywhere, and what people don't realize, come on, man, when you put create down there, that means you have taken God's prop. Think about it. Think about it. This is not being taught by the leaders in the church. That word pastor should not be used unless it's referring to one being, and you know who I'm talking about. My daddy. Create means to make something from nothing. There is nothing there. So only thing I would love to get to the network, once you all start using invent, develop, but you ain't created nothing. How could I get this out? I don't know. I practice not using that word, and I'm good at it now because it has become the norm. Pastor, I ain't creating nothing. I ain't giving nobody no credit for creating nothing. I mean, we are leaders, but we still make mistakes too because we're human. But when you have been told, when you have been fully warned about certain things, and it does nothing to you, I turn you over to my dad. It's nothing, God, I did that, I did my part. They are still doing it. The focus that we have is, it's just gone. I can imagine in my mind, in a day's time, how many people think about Christ. They said that was a survey that was taken. Every person that be in church for 2 hours, you got 10 people, maybe two, Christ come across their mind. Now you in the church, you in the sanctuary, to give him honor and praise, you know, you think about it. That's bad, Doc. I'm gonna tell you, that is what we call pathetic. So what's happening in the sanctuary? Everything but God. And being a musician for 53 years, man, I'm telling you, everything goes on in church. Man, they're trying to sell something and make money. That's not the proper place to do that. I think, well, Pastor, you know, when it comes to that word, all we call on you. But I'm sure, wasn't that Jesus that told the synagogue up because they was out there, they was in there selling stuff, making money? This ain't the place to do this. I think I did say that right, Pastor. Correct me on the radio. I don't care. But I think it was Jesus. You're not supposed to do this. Our focus should be on one thing, one being. When we in one purpose, when we go into the house of the Lord. I've been there 54 years. A lot goes on. And what is teaching me as a student? I'm not going to do it, Pastor. If I'm going to be at a two-hour service, this service, if the Lord gives me a flock, it's going to focus on him. I'm not thinking about nothing else. I don't even want no announcement. We're going to focus this on the Lord. We're going to let the people know what it is that he expects of you. What's your purpose of him creating you? That's what the question was. It's still our responsibility as leaders to show the people that. Oh, no, but you ain't getting away. It's still your responsibility, Pastor, what that scripture is. Does it show thyself approved? You just said it. So he's not letting none of us get off. In other words, what the pastor, the leader, the shepherd don't give you by you studying it, you'll get it yourself. And my dad is telling me, Melvin, there's no excuse. Pastor Will, I don't want this frightening me. I think I get fighting for other people. To stand before the judgment and he say, get away from me. I never knew you. Man, that, look, I'm getting goosebumps right now. That is frightening, Pastor. Think about that. People don't think about that. Amen. They think this is it. They think this is it, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. This is not it. You got to face this man. Well, now that's the way I feel about it. Man, I make a lot of bears sitting right here and talking with me. But there is no fear. There is no reverence of God. Look at the thing my daddy has allowed to happen to us. I sympathize and condolences go out to all the family that have lost 500,000 people. Yes, there's nothing we can do for them. But how many of those people have lost loved ones and now have developed a fear and a reverence and a respect for God? Percentile-wise, I can't tell you. But I don't think it's low from what I see is happening in the world. What is it going to take to make us come to see the light? My dad is not playing with you guys. He is not playing. Now, what he need to do? Get a little bit closer to home? Trust me, he can do it. He can do it. And one of the best ways that if I was a daddy, I mean, I am a daddy, but one of the best ways I know to chastise my child, I'm going to take what you think you love the most. That's the same way my daddy in heaven works. You think you love this the most? Okay, let me take it. Well, if I don't take it, I'm going to let you keep it and let it drive you super nuts. You remember I mentioned the other night, Pastor, about the characteristic of Christ.
Yes, sir.
You, my friend, Pastor Jackson, my friend, Pastor Kim, my friend, that's something we need to start teaching. I don't know whether you guys do it. I don't know. Let's start teaching people the characteristic. What is the characteristic? What is it he capable of doing? I mean, let's dwell on this thing. I'll ask the people in the sanctuary, what do you think one of the characteristics of Christ is? Hey, how about you over there? How about you over there? Get them involved, Pastor. That's the new ministry that, well, it's new to me because I've never done it before. I just want to get away from things I saw done for 40, 53 years. Pastor, I mean, you wouldn't be asking me these questions if it's working. It's not working, Pastor. Why must we continue to do the same thing and we know it's not working? It's time to change. It's time for the leaders to change. We got to put some fear in people. I mean, I would like to put respect in you, but right now, I want to make you scared of my daddy. I want to make you scared. That's what it's going to take. We've done everything else. Now we got to do something to put some fear in people to make you realize he's all that. He's everything. You know, when I put on, he's everything. I mean, he just, Pastor, this might sound like a joke. A potato chip ain't never without no salt. He's the salt on my potato chip. And that's not, I'm not saying that for no joke or for no laugh. That's just the way I feel about this man. I call him man, but your spirit, I call him man. And tell the people, and like you mentioned about, and you explained that so well, money is the root of all evil. No, it isn't. It's just the way Pastor Will said it. It's the love of it. Anything you love, that's your God. Now, what if we took that same statement Pastor Will just mentioned? The love of money is the root of all evil. Let's change the laughing. The love of kindness is the root of good. The love of peace is the root of good. The love of being a friend is the root of good. You see, Papa, I just take that same thing that God says is so bad for us and just turn it around. The leaders need to turn this around. Come on, let's try this. I got 10 people here in the church today because of coronavirus. Okay, you take this one, you take this one, you take this one, you take this one, you take this one. Next Sunday, come back and report to me. We got to get involved. It's going to be us as leaders to go one-on-one. I think that, Pastor, I really believe that will work. We just got to go one-on-one, not in the pastor study, not in the back room, right there in the midst of the congregation. Who wants to take this one and come back and report next Sunday? We're not going to even preach next Sunday. We're just going to stand up and talk about the love of kindness, the love of peacefulness, the love of the fruits of the Spirit. 9 of them, I want 9 people. Come back and talk to me next Sunday. How many people will get to listen to him? I think that's all I want to elaborate on. Pastor, I hope I was able. It's my hope, not wish. I don't like the word wish. I don't like luck. It is my hope that somebody out there, if nothing but one, we've done our job, not me. We've done our job because we are in an organization. Amen. Me, Pastor, and all the rest of them, we are all together in this. We've done our job. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. You know, that's something because I look at when you look at John 3:16, what the scripture tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So if God can give his only begotten son, you know, to die for us, because it said that, you know what I'm saying? Because Romans 5:8 said, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's amazing how we got all of this going on, but we don't want to live in the reason. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to live in the reason. And the reason is say again.
I'm saying I got you.
You know, I just figured that, you know, we should be able to put something in too. We should be doing better than what we're doing. And to all of those that are out there doing the work of the Lord out in the wilderness, out there getting it in, putting in your work, man, God bless you. We love you, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing it. You know, keep doing it. We are praying for you. We standing in the gap for you. We interceding on your behalf. You know what I'm saying? We constantly praying. But those that are contemplating, hesitating, and not doing it properly, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. We're praying for you too, because we're praying for you to come on in and do what God wants you to do, because God gave you an assignment. We were given something to do. And the thing about it is God thinks so much of us that he said he created man in his own image. You know what I'm saying? And after his own likeness. So if he tells us that we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, you know what I'm saying? That we may proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We represent him. That should give you enough to be living in the reason, for the reason. You shouldn't have to ask why you here. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be doing anything else but the work of the Lord first. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all else will be added to you. So why aren't you doing what God has asked of you to do? What is so hard about that? You know what I'm saying? Seriously, what is so hard about you doing what God has asked you to do? You know what I'm saying? You do everything else. You doing everything else.
See a doctor.
So why aren't you doing what God has asked of you to do? Why do we give God such a hard time? Why? Seriously. Why do we give the Father, the creator of all things, such a hard time? How is that possible? Like, for real, for real. You know, and you wonder, you ask yourself, reason why we don't do this, or reason why things are not like this, because you're not living in God's reason. This is about God. This ain't about you.
I like that. Better on free song.
You know, that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? But we have gotten to a place where we have made it all about us. And we forget who God is. We don't even represent God the way. And listen, now, like I said, this is for those that are, listen, you know who you are. I ain't got to call nobody out. You know who you are. Because the thing about it is that, you know what I'm saying? You sitting up there, I can ask you a question. Are you doing it for yourself or are you doing it for God? But the other time, you're doing it for you first. You don't even pay attention to God first. You trying to see what God, listen, God, I need this done. You trying to bargain with God. You know, you trying to bargain with God instead of just doing what God asks of you to do. You know, and that's where the problem come in, because we don't do the things that God has for us to do. We just don't do them. We don't do them. And when we don't do what God has asked of us, don't you know when you disobedient and hard headed, there gonna be some repercussions or some coming your way. Your earthly father did it. Why you don't think your heavenly father gonna do it? Who are you? You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, even in this week right here, Resurrection Week, everybody, it's Easter week. Everybody talking about going back into the building coming up for Easter Sunday. Listen, are you going to be living in the reason why you going back in that building? Are you going to be looking and see how sharp somebody is, or how much weight they done gained, or what they done looked at after quarantine? I ain't seen you in so long. Ooh, let me see what you're going to be. You understand what I'm saying? Let me ask you, so-called preachers. Are you going to have your new robe on with your new bling-bling cross and your bling-bling? You know what I'm saying? Let me ask the sisters. Are you walking in with your new hat pinned to the side? You understand what I'm saying? brother, you got your new suit on. Listen, you can't wait to get in the building to see what everybody look like instead of getting in the building to fall down and worship God for allowing you back in his house.
You can put a suit on the garbage can and make it look good.
You understand what I'm saying? I don't understand what it is that we're doing out here, man. You got all this murder in the streets, all this violence. But then you turn around, you got all this infrastructures, new roads, new buildings, new bridges, new water flows, new this. You got homeless, you got hungry, you got death, you got starvation. You know what I'm saying? You got prostitution, you got drugs, you got more billions to spend money over here, but you ain't got millions to spend money to take care of nobody.
Yeah. Shit,
so
son.
What reason are you living in? What are you doing? What are you doing? I want to say good evening. God bless. I want to welcome Pastor Jackson just joined us. God bless you. Thank you for being able to get in on us. Welcome to the show. Let's talk about this thing, man. Pastor, are you living in the reason is the question tonight? Because you were given a charge in the beginning to go out and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then teaching them to obey everything that Jesus has commanded us, that the God Father had, listen, the Father of everybody, the Heavenly Father, the Creator of all creation, told us that we got to get out here and do our work, because we do know that Jesus is God in the flesh. Let's just put that out there. And he told us that surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So are we living in the reason?
Jesus.
Are we living in the reason?
Pastor Jackson.
How you doing, sir? All a great evening to everybody. You know, Pastor, you said something today when we were talking, and I thank God for all the powerful words of encouragement, all the advice. I took it to heart, you know. And you said something today about Jesus is the reason for all seasons, you know, winter, spring, summer, and fall. But it seems like so many people tend to identify the reason for the season only during Christmas, the resurrection of Christ. You know, he is risen from the dead with all power in his hand. You know, we're supposed to be walking this thing 24/7. This thing called Christianity, this thing called salvation. You know, so many people have lost the purpose of the reason for the season. You know, and so many people are not living in the reason. So many people are living in the wrong reason. You know, just like you said, the bling bling. Are you going back in the house of the Lord to praise and worship and honor and glorify and magnify and lift him up? Or are you going back to be nosy? Just like you said, to see who can gain weight, I ain't seen you and so on. What's your purpose? What's your purpose of going back into the house of the Lord? Have you had a change of mind, a change of mindset, a change of reality? Do you love different? Are you showing kindness? You know, Minister Melvin always talk about Galatians, love, kindness, long-suffering. Are we concerned about the people? Are we concerned about being seen and being heard? Is Easter, is a Resurrection Sunday all about putting the spotlight on you? Or is it about putting the spotlight on Jesus the Christ, Yeshua the HaMashiach, who died on the cross so that we may have the opportunity to live for eternity? You know, not eternity in hell, but for all eternity in the presence of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You know, so what is your reason for going back into the house? You know, we had so many opportunities to go back into the house up until now. You know, to praise and worship God. So now all of a sudden everybody wants to flow back in the house of the Lord, when the house of the Lord should have been the most essential part of COVID-19. You know, it should have been essential. I had to work every day. You know, we had to work every day. We called ourselves essential. And I worked at a laundromat. Why wasn't the house of God, the preaching of God's word, more essential than any business on this earth. They've made the house of the Lord. They've made the church. You know, I'm reminded of Jesus said, "This my Father's house is a house of prayer, but you made it a den of thieves. You made it a den of thieves for your own motives, your own intentions, your ill-gotten gain. You know, to steal, kill, and destroy, to deceive, manipulate, to lead us astray. You know, but my reason, I'm living in the reason. You know, and when you brought that up today about living in the reason, God saved me from crack cocaine for a reason. God saved me from whoremongering for a reason, for lying, stealing, and cheating for a reason. And for such a time as this, to crack the mics on Breaking Chains, Young Adult Talk Ministries, I'm living in the reason. I'm living in the reason right now, right here, encouraging people to do the will of God, to turn back to your first love. For he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto you, unto him. So what have you been drawn to God for? To shine a spotlight on self, or to give praise, honor, and worship unto God? Yes, I'm living in the reason for such a time as this, because I'm on the microphone.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's something, because, you know, it feels like I need to keep throwing this disclaimer out there, because, like I said, for those that are doing the work of the Lord for real, man, we lift you up on high in prayer.
Amen.
At all times. Here's the thing, though. Are you living in the reason? And you got to find out what your reason is. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't have the same reason. You know what I'm saying? Everybody not living for the same things. You know what I'm saying? And here's the unfortunate thing. There's one Lord, one church, one baptism, and we scattered all over the place. You understand? So one of the main reasons we should be living in is to come together as one, like we're supposed to. You understand? Stop being so divided. There's a conversation I had with some people, and even with Pastor Jackson. You know, one reason why a lot of nationalities of people are so divided is because they speak so negative of each other. You understand? You know, something that you should be a reason you should be living in is to bring some unity to your community. You understand what I'm saying? That should be one of your main reasons. You know what I'm saying? Another of your main reasons, most importantly, is to make sure that God is being brought to the streets. You know what I'm saying? That he's been preached everywhere. You know what I'm saying? The word of God is out there. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, once you put the word of God out there, maybe then people will learn to understand what it means once you start educating the people on the word of God. Then maybe people then will learn how to can come into a place where they can be saved. See, you can't be saved if you don't understand what it is you being saved from, or saved for, or saved of. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't understand that, you're not gonna follow that. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna pick up on that. You're not gonna grasp any of that at all. What is it I'm being saved from? Ain't nobody chasing me. First thoughts. You know what I'm saying? When I'm being saved, I ain't behind on what you know. It's a lot of things people's mindset can go through and go to.
Yeah.
You're not breaking it down for them to have some full understanding about what it is that's going on with them. You understand
that's
what I'm saying?
Dog.
See, if you fall in there and say that you are a preacher, or a teacher, an evangelist, a pastor, a bishop, you know, all these titles they got out there, I don't even know all of them. But my thing is that if you got these titles and you truly, listen, if you're truly called of God, you're going to know what to do in every situation that he places before you. You understand? Because he says to be prepared and be ready in season and out of season.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? He said, if you called of him, you're going to always be ready, right? You're going to always be ready. You're going to always have something to jump on. You're going to be always ready to move. You're going to be always ready to say something to soothe somebody's spirits around you. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to always be ready for that, because that is your assignment. That is the purpose of you living.
Mm-hmm.
To make a disciple of somebody else.
Mm. Pastor, let me jump in there. Right, since you said that, you know, Pastor, something just came in my spirit. You know, the majority of people may not know what their assignment is. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. A lot of people don't know. Listen, a lot of people don't know their reason for living. They got life. They don't even know where it come from. They don't understand how they got life. They don't understand how they woke up this morning. They don't understand how they got breath in their body. There's a lot of things that are going on with that. A lot of people don't understand.
Yes, sir.
They think it's a natural. They think it's something that's supposed to be given to them. Listen, it's by God's grace that you have life.
Mm-hmm.
His grace that brought you in. And a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people don't understand that. You figure that you're supposed to have breath in your body. Says who? God gives that permission, not you. Who told you that? Hey, man, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. I'm going to take a quick break. I need to check my system out. Hey, you're listening to Breaking Chains, a special assignment, YAT Radio, Pastor Jackson hanging out, Pastor Melvin hanging out, Pastor Rod. Man, listen, are you living in the reason? Because every season is the reason for Jesus. Every season. You better get
all
it
in.
The person listening, it's God using me trying to get your attention, yeah. See, he remembers the first day that he made you, molding your lungs for the breath that he gave you. Not to mention the day he saved you, or when he opened your eyes by the spirit Christ was raised through. Did I mention that he forgave you and had his flesh ripped off of the sin you was a slave to? Now it seems you're too far gone. You wanna turn back, but you're unsure if you'll be welcome home. So you figure you just leave it alone, but you're addicted to yourself. We both know you can't see it alone. This is an intervention. Jesus intervenes. He intercedes on behalf of a sinner's deeds. This is an intervention because the Lord hurts before it gets worse. Stomach and numbers.
Paying no attention, lose my direction. All I chase is vanity. I forget I've been forgiven. Your love I've been given. Your grace on me lavishly. You were born on earth. On the cross you died for me.
But lukewarm does nothing, it just sits and it looks. And that's you, imagine these as the words of Christ. I remember you love me, I remember your light. It used to shine bright, but now it's so dim. It used to be about us, but now it's about them. You can't win playing hard games. But I love you even when your light's off and your dark shame. When you lay down and profane me, or when your bloodstream contains the things that would defame me. When nobody knows that you claim me, or when you mess your life up, get mad and wanna blame me. I still want you back, I won't punish you. I took that on the cross because I wanted you. I might discipline or chastise, but if you got what you deserve, you'd be in hell with other
most
bad guys.
Paying no attention, lose my direction. All I chase is vanity. I forget I've been forgiven. Your love I've been given. Your grace on me lavishly. You were born on earth. On the cross you died for me.
You made it this far, and that's a big move. But your addiction is hurting your other friends too. Some of them miss you, some of them diss you. But they was hurt and struggling to forgive you. And they hated how addiction got the best of you. Chose a lie when God promised the best for you. If you realize you living in sin, just confess and realize you're forgiven of sin.
Most times I
pay no attention, lose my direction.
All I chase is vanity.
Your love I've been given. Your grace hey. On me lavishly. You were born on earth.
On earth.
On the cross you died for me. Forgive my depravity.
Give me.
Lord, you are my reality.
You are my reality.
Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
In a world of sin, getting caught up in a world of sin. Posting on the block just to make a knot, making money bad, then you flip a bird again. Man, we need to start these evil ways and get away from the evil place. But first we need to start recognizing what we're doing, repeat the sins that can be today. Don't let another day pass you by, cause another day, man, I pass you by. Ain't gon' lie, but the light is gonna be on the front row with a fresh suit inside. To the flesh, man, we need to die, kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he's feeling me. But see, God know the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan, and don't plan on falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live.
$1 million ain't enough to maybe keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell it drugs. Take a penitentiary chance, it's money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your waist. People screaming all your real up on the reason, and then you gon' run on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that it's worth in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers could be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'ma reach behind for a friend, and that's what you do when you been refined from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Room for your man, I promise you can fit on. He's coming back soon. I'm telling you, it won't be long in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone. So who's on the Lord's side? I better with the sword, they gone. Off that holder, what a gone. Off that holder, what a cleanse. By the fire, fire. No doubt that I'm sold out. There's been a change on the inside.
Ain't no more playing around.
Yeah.
Ain't no more playing around.
Something for your mind.
Ain't no more playing around.
Get on
it. No more playing around.
I'm telling you, God is on your side.
Ain't no more playing around, man. I gotta live.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Listen, forgive that pause. I need to take a pause and check out some equipment. Internet is going crazy over here. I tell you, listen. Let me say this. Pastor Jackson, I did get your text, man. I'll get to you in just a second. Pastor Mel, I'll get to you in a second. Listen. Listen, I want to say something. Are you living in the reason? Okay, listen to this. Here's the reason of breaking chains. It's to confront issues when it comes to corporate America robbing the people. Listen, I pay all this money every month for internet cable services so I can have a wonderful podcast and do a wonderful show for the people. And every day they do something talking about they running tests. I ain't never seen supposed to be top of the line company always running tests. You get billions of dollars from people, and you should have the best system in the world. Number one. Number two, I'm really sick and tired of people just sitting back and allowing all this spam mail to come into your email. Everybody selling your email address, getting, sending you crap to your mailbox by making money off your email, every email that you put out there. Here's number three. Get sick and tired of paying a doggone cell phone bill every month, and you sell my phone number to everybody. I get calls every day from people just trying to sell you something, and the people that got your number, they ain't supposed to even have your number because I ain't never gave it to you. So how you get to call me? How you get to send me an email and I never gave you my email address? So let me say this to you. They call you big brother. You ain't my big brother. You understand? Listen, you evil-eyed devil, you ain't no kin to me. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm going to say this to you openly right now because I'm at that point where, people are paying constant dollars into a system that's constantly taking it back from them and robbing them. And I'm really sick and tired of folks just sitting by not saying nothing. Here's something else. All you rich African Americans got all these dollars. Let me tell you something. You better learn how to help people. You better start putting programs in communities for these young people. You understand what I'm saying? You sitting back talking about it ain't got nothing to do with your children. Your children the first one gonna suffer. You heard what I said, right? So listen. You can say whatever you want to say, but God says that, you know what I'm saying, you done got your just reward already. You don't get nothing else. Because all you, listen, you worrying about your earthly riches and ain't worrying about your heavenly riches. And it says that you can't serve two masters. So you're gonna either keep being greedy for your earthly, or you're gonna be striving for your eternal. And it seems like right now you working hard towards your earthly and ain't studying eternal.
Wow.
Woe unto you. Because that's a bad move. Listen, man. Listen to me very carefully. I could care less how you feel about me. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I respect everybody. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to talk to me, but don't disrespect me. Don't put your mouth on me. God knows. Listen, I don't care. You heard what I said. God watching you, though. God watching your every move. This is not about me. This is about putting the word of God out there. God, listen, man. We got a purpose. And if it doesn't coincide with God's word, keep your thoughts to yourself. You understand? Know if it's not coincide with God's word, your opinion means nothing if it ain't backed up with facts. Bring facts to the table. Because, listen, I want somebody to come and correct me if I do wrong, say wrong.
Mm.
And you know what? BlogTalkRadio.com is where you get your podcast at. Go get your own podcast.
Jesus!
You know what I'm saying? Mm. You know? That's where I pay my bills. To be on this podcast. Go get them. They love new customers. Tell them Breaking Chains sent you.
Wow.
They might give you a discount. So I say that to say this. I'm not in competition with you. So stop being in competition to be pleasing to man instead of to God. Because, see, when you're in competition, that means you're trying to please man.
Amen.
You ain't trying to please God. You're not. And listen, let me tell you something. You better learn to give up your life. Let God have it. And surrender. Because you fighting a losing battle. See, listen. It's a lot going on in the world. And God is trying to speak in a lot of people that he's trying to say something to, not listening. And God can speak in a whisper or guess what? He can come in a raging storm.
Amen.
And you got to be ready for it. And the unfortunate thing is a lot of you not ready for it because you think your dollar's going to buy your way out. So let's get right, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, if we don't come on the air no more, just take this into your dome that God waiting on you to repent and get right, man. He waiting on us to get our stuff together. He is so waiting for us to come on in. Enough of us ain't returned home yet. You understand? And I ain't, this ain't got nothing to do with death, but you spiritually dead. So let's get ourselves together, man. Let's be for real. You know, it's too much murder going on in the streets, too much violence. It's too much theft going on. It's too much embezzlement, manipulation of the people. It's just too much of it going on. And we as a church, we being too quiet.
You better.
We too quiet. We too quiet. We screaming at the football game. We screaming at the basketball game. You understand? We jumping up and down in front of the TV. You understand what I'm saying? We can't wait to do this and do that, but we ain't making no noise for the Lord. We ain't making no noise in Congress. We ain't making no noise in the Senate. We ain't standing on the lawn of the White House. We ain't doing none of that. But we over there hollering and screaming for Brother George Floyd. May he rest in peace. But Brother George Floyd gone. If you want to fight for the rights of the people, fight for the rights of the people every day. Stop sitting down, getting up when you know the cameras are turned on.
Come on, man.
That's it.
Stop waiting to say something because the camera on. You know what I'm saying? And all you major name players out there that you say we ain't pastors, we ain't real preachers. I'm talking about you big names out there. Why are you not out here making no noise right now?
Okay. Man.
Why you not out here in the streets? Why you not out here? You know what I'm saying? And encouraging people and getting them in order so they'll know how to confront the Congress, so they'll know how to confront the Senate, they'll know how to talk to a man that called himself the president. You understand what I'm saying? They'll know how to confront these people properly, decent, and in order. What are we doing? See, everybody want to say something, but you ain't saying nothing. You telling everybody what the scriptures say, but you ain't backing it up. See, you want the people to do it. When you gonna do it? You know, being in leadership don't mean that you get to always give out directives and give out orders. You got to be willing to get in the trenches too. You can't get in the trenches in no $1,000 suit. You too pretty.
Ooh.
They need to be calling you my name, Pinky.
My Lord.
I'm just being honest, man. When you gonna put your boots on and your Wrangler jeans and get on out there in the trenches?
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
Get down.
They need you in the trenches. They need you around there to go in the trap with them young boys selling dope and killing each other still. They need you to go under the bridge and take the word of God under there to the homeless people.
Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? That's why they ain't going.
Oh, man, come on, man. Listen, like I said to you, man, I could care less. How you feel? See, I, you know, if you wonder why I come like this, cause my cousin John the Baptist came like this. How did he get to be my cousin? Because he was the cousin of Jesus, and Jesus my brother. Oh, see, you didn't get that. I'm gonna leave you alone. I'm gonna leave you alone. Go on with that.
Break it down.
So listen. Pastors, I'm coming to y'all, man. I just got to talk
time,
right now, man.
See, we're in a time right now, man,
where, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it was Palm Sunday. You know what I'm saying? But you got to remember, on Palm Sunday, when he came in, you same people that watched him come in, it's the same people that watched him come out, come by crucifying. Showing him love and then speaking depth on him to get him out. So why are you still doing that to me today? Being a child of the Most High God, what have I done to you to deserve all of that? Still, you constantly want to be at war. You want to go into a physical war and you don't even see the spiritual war taking place. So my brothers and my sisters, let's speak up. Let's speak out. Let's say enough is enough. For real. It's too much going on every day. They are forcing us to this 2030 agenda and you ain't even opened your eyes and read it yet. And I keep telling you to read it, because the New World Order is 9 years away. And everybody say, well, my God is bigger than that. Read the book of Revelation and study it. And read about what's about to take place that you don't even see coming. You don't want to hear nothing about what thus says the Lord, because you done let a fool tell a fool that it ain't real. So you missing your blessings. You from under the, you listen, you ain't got a hedge of protection around you. You ain't covered in the blood. You ain't got you ain't got the full armor of God. You ain't got no guardian angels because you following the fool. Didn't your mama tell you don't call nobody no fool? You better go read the book of Proverbs and hear all about them fools.
I'm telling you. Boy, you too much. You stepping on toes, Pastor.
I hope they got their steel toes on, Pastor.
Here's the problem right here.
Here's the question for you. A second death has to take place in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the thing about that is the first death, listen, you already know that the first death is physical, right? But the second death is spiritual.
Spiritual.
Listen, the first death is the separation of the soul and the spirit from the body, right?
Okay. Amen.
But look, when the second death that comes to you if you a fool is the separation of your soul and spirit from God.
You let a priest. Come on.
Listen. It would be better. It would be woe unto you for you to have a physical death than to die a second death and cast in the lake of fire. You fool.
Because God's spirit ain't going to burn. Not in hell.
You understand? So all I'm saying is that you have an opportunity to get it right. You have an opportunity to correct it. Every day. Every day he wakes you up, you have an opportunity to do better. Every day that he wakes you up. So let's take advantage of that, my brothers and sisters. I say let us take advantage of that. I hope you heard the us in there.
Yeah.
Because I don't point no fingers. I just say what it is. Pick up your books, your Bible, and read it for yourself. Let us come to the realization of the truth of the Word of God. And then we'll see a change once we start executing the word of God. You got to execute it. You got to execute. You too busy teaching it and talking it and preaching it, as you say, but ain't executing nothing. The devil know how to do that. The devil do that every day. He just turn it around like you do. Don't you notice how you twist up the word of God to make it fit you?
Lord. Jesus.
My brothers and sisters, pick up the word and study to show yourself approved. Because you are in a vulnerable state right now. You don't know a true man and woman of God right now. You don't know a true prophet right now. You don't know the true elder. Everybody doesn't know that. Just because you know it, you need to be teaching others. If you are appointed of God, get on your assignment. All right, Pastor Jackson, you wanted to share something, sir. Go ahead, jump in.
You know, that was powerful, sir. That was awesome. But I was in meditation this morning. This script, let's go to Acts 2:1. And it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. As I read this passage in my daily study, it showed me that the 12 disciples, and you know Jesus said, I chose you 12, and one of you is a devil. But watch this. With those 12, he turned the world upside down. In the midst of that one devil, the son of perdition, they were all in one place with one accord. And it showed me that these people, these 12 men in that one devil, they said 11 men in that one devil, they ate together. They preached together. They followed Jesus together. They were in unison together. They were with one accord, with one mindset, to follow the Savior and to preach the word of God, instant, in season and out of season, to rebuke, reprove, exhort with long-suffering and doctrine. Doctrine. Pastor, you've said this time and time again. You got a church on just about every corner in some neighborhood, right across the street from each other, right down the street from each other. They don't eat together. They don't plan together. They don't join together and they don't come together preaching the word of God with one accord. Every church, see, I'm glad you put that disclaimer out. Every church, not all, some churches have their own agenda. Their own agenda. But we're supposed to be making disciples out of all the nations, preaching one word, one faith, one baptism. We're supposed to be jointly fitted together as the house of God. Not in the house, but right here, us. We are the church. But we all got different agendas. But they said, right here, the Holy Spirit fell on them. You know, if we are preaching the word of God under the anointed authority of the Holy Spirit, then we should be preaching one word. One word. I might preach it differently from you, but it's supposed to be jointly fitted together. We have so many that's preaching what you get proper line, telling people what they want to hear instead of what they need to know, what they want to hear to make it into the world, like you said earlier. Instead of what you need to know to make it into the kingdom. There is no with one accord in the church today.
There is so much. The world is suffering for the word of God. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal the land. The land is thin thick because the church is divided. The church is not with one accord. The church is not fellowshipping with the church across the street, down the street, up the street, around the corner. Division, separation. These men ate together. They walked together. They followed Jesus together. They were with one accord. And in the midst of the devil, in the midst of the devil, we need, as the church, as the body of the church, we need to be preaching the word of God, teaching the word of God without fear, favor, or compromise, and without agenda, without motive, Amen. And without intention of self, of Amen. Ill-gotten gain. We should be preaching soul salvation and not prosperity. We should be with one accord. And that's what's wrong with the world today. The church.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not with one accord. Thank you, sir. God bless.
Too divided. That's very powerful right there, because that actually walks back into, are you living in the reason? If you look at it from that perspective, the answer would be no. No.
Capital O.
Yeah. You would have to just truthfully answer no, because God already sees what you're doing and what you're not doing. God already knows. You know
trying
what I'm saying?
To hide from man, but God see it all.
You know, the thing about it is that I guess a lot of people are always forgetting about the seven churches that God talks about. And every last one of us fit in there somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You one of those churches. you one of them. Which one are you? You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Where do you fit in? You know what I'm saying?
Which
one
you?
Do you fall into? Because you fall in one of them. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they ain't talking to me. That ain't me. Talking about you. So, and see, that's the problem. See, you know what, Pastor Melvin? A lot of people are not prepared for the great persecution that's coming. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are not, you know, they're not ready. And the thing about it is that God tells him, he says in Revelation 2, he says, verse 8, he says to the angel of the church in Smyrna, he said, write these things, says the first and the last who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. So the thing about it is that, you know, we are not living in the reason, because we are not representing the body of Christ the way that we should. Because he tells us in going on in verse 10, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer, because they're coming. He said, indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. The thing about it is that when you see that right there, you be like, man, I'm not going to die for this. You get tested right then, because, listen, the ancestor Christians, our ancestors back in the day, a lot of them died so that we may live today.
Amen.
A lot of them were persecuted. A lot of them were beheaded, murdered, slaughtered, and the thing about it is, Satan gonna test us, but it's only because God allows it in order that we may be strengthened for what's yet to come, and we blame God for that. So you don't even know if you living in the reason for God, or you living in the reason of your God, Satan.
No. Read 11, sir.
You know, and 11 said, listen now, he says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death.
Second death. Mm.
And the thing about it is that we don't get into the word to understand, you know what I'm saying? The thing that God, come on now. God knows everything about you. He told you that. He told you, he said, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. But you got to want that for yourself too. Listen, how can God give you something you don't want for you?
My Lord.
So, Pastor Melvin, we have a lot going on around us, and we're being tested to see if we are really living in the reason. Are we doing the work that God, the assignment that he has assigned us, and he is testing us right now. And a lot of people are unaware that they're being tested if they're living in the reason of his season or theirs. And they in their season right now. Everybody talking about, this my season, snapping their fingers, crooking their neck, stomping, oh, this my season. I'm going to be sharp. I'm getting my check. I'm getting this. I'm getting this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But when you going to give thanks? Pastor Melvin, where have people gone, man? What happened? The devil ain't that strong. What happened?
Well, loss.
What happened?
Loss.
Lord,
bad teaching. There are a lot of people that are not going to comprehend like others. A million of people are not going to be able to comprehend like others. So I'm going to sympathize with them and be sympathetic with them. That's where the teacher, the preacher comes in at. He may study it, but he just still don't get it.
My Lord.
I've got to put this burden on the one that the elect, the chosen one, as far as the leader is concerned. I mean, we're gonna have to stand. We just gotta stand. I think about that word. A lot of people just not gonna comprehend, even one that have a desire. When Pastor Jackson was speaking a little while ago, I thought about, I used to play in a community called Port Huston, Louisiana. They had 11 churches. 11 churches. So that was 11 ministers. Everybody had their own agenda. Can you imagine if those 11 ministers would get together once a month? Okay, let's preach the same thing. We all going to teach the same thing. Can you imagine how power would just burst or loose?
Yeah.
Pastor Jackson was talking about that. One church teaching this, another one teaching that. I mean, when I sit and I just listen, I get revelation. So I know this from my daddy. This is an idea. Even when you was talking about those hierarchy, the people way up in the big position, the big ministers who can be heard. When they speak, they can be heard. Why don't you go to the White House? T.D. Jake, all you big boys up there, why don't y'all just, about five of y'all say, President, we need to see the president. We need to see the president. Those big boys are not going to be turned down. And you know something? The White House know they're not coming. They know that they're not going to come because they know what they are all about.
Wow.
This money thing, it's wow. About money in the church. I mean, I'm just telling you back. I done played for many anniversaries for different ministers. I've heard people say, yeah, they raised $10,000 over there for their pastor. We have to beat them and raise $15,000 for our pastor. But their pastor got a Cadillac. We got to get our pastor and say, Pastor, this is no exaggeration. I'm telling you what I experienced in church. It's outdoing the other. I mean, it's no togetherness. As long as it's like that, this world is going to be like this. Because they say we all come together in unity. If there is no unity, how can you stand? It is impossible to stand. Now, what we look at, how can we change this? Boy, we got a job on our hand, Pastor. We got God backing us up. My dad is backing us up. But God is not going to force the people to accept it.
My Lord.
So when I sit here and I think about it, I just said, Lord, I already know most of the people are doing so good. Like what your pastor just mentioned about, you just mentioned about the payday, your check coming. Man, you got black people making money that have never been and wouldn't even been thought of in history. That's their God. I don't know about the other city, but I know right here in Baton Rouge, if you see some of these homes, all black people, God, good God Almighty, even in the less fortunate neighborhood. Lord, dog, why you ain't helping nobody else when you got a home like this?
Me, myself, and I.
That's it. That's all I care about. I call it the crawfish. You know, you crawfish are big down here. You put a bunch of crawfish in a tub and you watch and fill it up with water and you watch one of them rafts is almost going to get out. Another crawfish going to pull him back. Every time we will pull him back. That's us. That's our race. Nobody told me this. I just listened to that. It's a lot of time to open your ears and just be observant. And people will tell you what they're all about. Watch us. Many times, my former wife used to quit judging people. Catherine, I'm not judging people. I'm just seeing what you're doing, and I'm just telling what I see. That is not judging. When you tell what you see, don't let nobody fool you. That ain't no judging. I saw you doing this. I'm just telling you what I saw. I heard you say this. I'm just telling you what I heard. I ain't judged you or nothing. Keep your big mouth shut. Stop doing what you're doing. I won't see it. Don't talk. I won't hear it. That's where Satan get his props from. That's where he get his power from. Satan can't read our mind. This bad boy, which you run your mouth, and you run your mouth, Satan, then that's when Satan sent his doggone angels, his so-called angels of light, to do his thing. But if you can imagine, if you can get the churches in the black community, because we got a bunch of them, we might have churches on every corner. But if those ministers would just come together once a month and sit at a table, okay, let's teach this in this whole community. Let's all just teach this thing here for the next month. Pastor, can you imagine how that closeness and that together will come?
That's what the white man
don't want you to do. That's unity.
Amen.
Nothing can stop you. Can you imagine all these ministers on one accord? Then you got your flock that's on that same accord. Man, you move mountains just like they walk around the walls of Jericho. They will come tumbling down.
It's
got to happen. But we all on one accord. We all are in Christ. And then you ain't going to defeat my daddy. Ain't nobody going to defeat my daddy. I don't know who yours is.
It ain't happening.
You ain't going to defeat him. When you're doing what he says, do you follow his instruction? How can you fail? I don't know whether he's going to give me a flock. I don't know whether he's going to give me a building. But if he doesn't, I'm still going to prepare myself.
Amen.
I'm going to prepare myself. Thank you for Pastor letting me throw that in.
Amen. God bless you, sir. I tell you what, that's one of the main problems there. God's children don't know how to come together as one. We still are fighting in the different tribes. We blame that on the different tribes that went in this, the 12 tribes that went in the different directions, and we still hold that against each other. And we take it. Listen, we use it against each other, and it's not even supposed to be used against each other. Did you get that? We use that against each other to educate ourselves based on the separate tribes, instead of basing it on those are 12 brothers that were given tribes from Israel. You understand what I'm saying? Out of Israel, they come from Israel. Jacob.
Come on, Doc.
That's his son. So each one of them were given their assignments. You understand what I'm saying? So everybody went in their different direction, but now you have started teaching that as if it's a thing that we have to be disconnected from each other. That's how you have started teaching that. You have taught that everything is a disconnect. You know what I'm saying? We don't get along. We AME, we don't get along with CME. We Baptists, we don't deal with Presbyterians. We Lutherans, we don't mess with them over there. They Baptists. We got all these different titles and these different denominations, but we all supposed to be one church, one faith, one baptism. But we all over the place. So at this time in our lives, man, you know what I'm saying? Instead of you celebrating Easter with your new clothes and your Easter speech and get ready to go back in your building.
What is it all about?
And bust out your bling bling and everything, your new clothes, fancy this. Understand what you're really celebrating, because, you know what I'm saying, this is what man tell us to do. But understand the reason why you doing it. You understand? Mm-hmm. Understand that there was a time in history when there was a man named Yahshua who gave his life for you. You know what I'm saying? His name wasn't Jesus yet. You understand? His name was Yahshua. You know, and some call him Yahshua. So let's get into history and understand what it's all about. You understand what I'm saying? And know what it's really about. Yeah, a man named a homosexual, let me say it the right way, a homosexual named King James, you know what I'm saying, altered the Bible. He did. Everybody know that. You know it was altered, so why do you continue to live under alteration? Done by man.
Come on, son.
You living
alteration.
Oh my God, you didn't even catch that out there. You are living under alterations done to you by man instead of you paying attention to the word of God. God's word flows. There's no confusion in it. But man's alterated version of it has some confusion in it. You understand what I'm saying? Has some slight confusion in there somewhere. And you need to study so you can see it. I'm not going to tell you everything. We got to study together. We got
to
study this thing.
If I give you
all the answers, that's just like the pastor giving it to you on Sunday morning. You still don't go home and study it.
Ain't going to use it anyway.
So, you know, ain't going to use it anyway. You know what? We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to give you our final comments. Man, you need to ask the Lord to rebuild you this resurrection week. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is a week for you to just take. You've been on a 40-day fast. Has it really been helping you? Has it really been working? You do it every year. Why are you fasting for the same thing every year?
Same results.
Uh-oh.
2021.
Every Easter you fast for the same reason.
50 years.
So that means that you haven't repented of what it is you fasting and trying to get over. Asking for forgiveness and repenting is two different things.
Man,
repenting means to change.
I'm walking away from it. I ain't going back to it.
Yeah. If I did it, I know it can be done.
So, you know, if I did it, I know it could be done. You understand what I'm saying? I'm down with that right there. If I can do it, you can do it. You understand what I'm saying?
If I can do it, you can do it.
If he can kick me out,
you can do it too.
Hey.
We all can do it.
Ain't that how the songs go? If I could do it, you could do it too.
Amen.
So, and he can do it better.
You know, and he can do it better. Boy, that's good, that preacher. He can do it better. So put it in his hands and let him do it better. And we're going to take a quick break, man. You listen to Break and Chains, a special assignment. Man, God bless you. Thank you for being with us. We'll be right back. Ask the Lord to rebuild you, man. Just rebuild you. Throw you on the potter's wheel and rebuild you right there. You know what I'm saying? Go and report. Listen, I need you to report to the potter's house. Go on there right now. Go on in the closet and he meeting you there. The potter is right there waiting on you. You understand? Wait. Go in there and talk to him. We'll be right back. YAT Radio is live.
Sometimes I'm cold. Sometimes I'm hot. Sometimes I'm prayerful. And other times I'm not. Listen. Sometimes I feel like giving up, yeah. Sometimes my faith feels used up. And every time I get in a bind, I know you're there.
To Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, all right. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. Listen, that song right there, man, we need to be telling God to rebuild us. We need rebuilding. We need to be rebuilt. We need to be torn down and rebuilt back together the way God want us to be, the way God had plans for us to be. You understand what I'm saying? We have distorted our own lives. We have hindered our own lives. We have held ourselves back. You know what I'm saying? We've kept ourselves from our blessings. God hasn't done anything to hurt us, no harm us. He told us that he wasn't going to do that. He was going to do things to prosper us. You know what I'm saying? So that we can, listen, he want us to be prosperous. He want us to have abundance of everything. He want us to live a glorious life. You understand what I'm saying? Here on earth. That's why they say, listen, that's why the Our Father prayer said that. On earth as it is in heaven. What you think he talking about? What do you think he's talking about? I know what he talking about, but you think he talking about something else, obviously. So if you study your word and find out what the word says, how heaven is, and he tells you that he wants you to have it like that on earth as it is in heaven, that's Jesus telling us how to pray. So what makes you think that he's going to hold that back from you? He's not going to hold that back from you. Pastor Jackson sent me a scripture here. Pastor Jackson, that's talking about a Jezebel, isn't it?
Sir, yes, sir. He called us for property. I'm sorry, Pastor. That caught me. And,
yeah.
You know, it's scary. It's scary.
It's yeah, well, it's something about that too, because you know, if you know, here's the thing: once we start living in our reason,
amen.
Once we start living in our reason, which is God's will for us,
amen, amen.
And then, and only then, will things start being in God's peace in your life.
My Lord.
That surpasses all understanding. Because we have to walk in the authority and the dominion of the Lord. He said that we got to drop everything and follow him. He didn't say that he going to drop everything and he going to follow us.
Jesus.
We don't want to follow him. See, we say we do. But we really don't. And listen, wait a minute. Let me talk about me for a second. Let me say something, because see, I can't speak for nobody else. Let me talk about some accountability. Did you hear how that song started? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I feel like praying, and sometimes I don't.
My Lord.
See, you want to be holier than thou? I ain't no sinner. Folks out there that think you perfect, I ain't talking to you, because you don't hear nobody. But I want to talk to you that I want to talk to you that got two ears and just one mouth, as Pastor Melvin said. Got two ears and one mouth. So close your one mouth and open your two ears for a second. Let me do some accountability here. Let me tell you something. I don't care what you're going through out there. I don't care what the situation look like out there. I don't care how heavy the storm is that you got to stop because you can't even move no more driving. But let me tell you something. I want you to listen to me now. In this spiritual journey, we ain't talking about physical. So let me get you out the physical for a second and bring you over to the spiritual. Because see, you trying to live your entire life based on your physical attributes.
Come on now.
You better start living in the spiritual realm of things so that God can direct your physical way of walking.
That's good. Amen.
Because you too busy trying to be in charge and control of everything that's going on that you don't want. Listen, it ain't the fact that you don't want to. Some of you don't even know how to let the Lord lead.
That's
some of you
problem.
Don't even know who the listen. Some of you don't even know who the Lord is to lead.
That's it. That's it.
He told him before he left here. He said, "Hey, you asking who is the Father? If you see me, you have seen the Father. You don't even know who the Father is."
That's the way we got to teach, doctor.
All I'm gonna say to you is this: is that you better get around some people that's not afraid to teach you the way that you need to be taught. You understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. And if you going to a house of God and got leaders in there that you know doing wrong, you better stand up as a child of God and get your daddy house in order.
Amen. Come out from amongst them.
You ain't got to leave. You better make them leave. See, it's time for us to stop running out of our daddy house. That belonged to my daddy. Let me tell you something. Put Satan up out of there. That belongs to your daddy. That's God's house.
Get that card. Make it a whip. Let's go.
Run them up out of there. Ain't that what Jesus did? Didn't he say this is my Father's house? So why aren't we down here acting? And you want to know why we so radical, man? Ain't nobody playing with you. You ain't seen nothing yet.
And wasn't afraid of them jumping on him either. Wasn't afraid of them jumping on him. They got back.
See, you better stop being scared of what they gonna say about you or what they gonna do to you. If you gonna stand up for the Lord, you better know that you ain't got nothing to be afraid of. God said he gonna be with you wherever you go.
This is what they need to teach him.
Pastor Melvin, take you a couple of minutes, sir, and get your final comments in, please.
Thank you, sir. Let me give you this right now. I'm gonna take you to I'm not gonna take you to elementary school. I'm not gonna take you to first grade. I'm going to take you to kindergarten. God just came down here in the flesh to meet you face to face to tell you how to live. Then he told you, I'm going to die, and in 3 days, I'm going to raise myself again. That was enough right there for you to believe. That's what Easter is about. He want to tell you face to face how to live. Now, don't forget about Galatians 5. Read Galatians 5. And I guarantee you, you will find yourself. And then you could say, which side I am on.
That's good, that preacher. That's good. That's good. That's good. All right, all right, all right. Pastor Jackson, I'm going to let you close us out tonight. I'm going to get mine in and get my Black History tip. I'm going to let you give your final comment and prayers out tonight, sir. Here's the thing, y'all. We got a lot going on, and within this last year, lost almost 600,000 people to a pandemic. A lot of rules are being put together about this vaccination. There are a lot of things they're probably put on you right now to make you get this shot, or you ain't gonna be able to do this, or you're not gonna be able to do that. And you wonder where I get this from. All you got to do is just go online and read the 2030 agenda. Okay? Just read it. Just take some time to read it. I'm going to keep saying that to you till you do it. You need to know when man has planned for you. Because, listen, let me tell you something. If you're not going to think about what God said in Jeremiah 29 to you in number 11, verse 11, that he know the plans he have for you. He say to prosper you, not to harm you. Isn't that amazing how you saying God doing things and God say he ain't going to harm you? There are things happening in this earth that's harming you and you blaming God. Yeah. How God doing that? And God told
that's
you he wasn't going to harm you. He said that I will prosper you and not to harm you. He say plan to give you hope and a future. So if he's trying to give you hope in the future, why are you blaming God for doing what what's going on out here? That's man doing that. When are you going to speak up against man? When you going to say something to man? When you going to tell man enough is enough? When you going to speak up and say something to him? What you worried about him taking your job? What you worried about him taking your money? What you worried about? If you trust in God, why are you worried about what man going to say and do?
My daddy didn't do it. Man doing it.
What are you doing? So stop falling prey to all the fools in the world. Stop giving your money, I'm going to say this first. Stop casting your pearls before swine. Don't nobody care about you, man. Them people don't care about you. They just want your money.
That's it.
You so jumping up and down, swinging from the roof, talking about the stimulus check, and they already took it back from you. You ain't even paid attention to it yet.
Sure.
Hello.
You done went and bought you some new joints. You done got your eyelashes longer, doggone brooms. Yep. You understand what I'm saying?
I already know you got a good system. Got a plan for it. Coming right back to
you. You know what I'm saying? You letting your sons buy, listen, you letting your sons buy pants that's supposed to be for his sister, but he wearing them. Enough of this, man. Train up a child in the way he should go when he's older, he will not depart from it. If you're going to train him to be a tight pants wearing, I got his pants hanging, his butt hanging out his pants all the time, something going to go down later on in his life that he's not going to be able to understand because you're not telling him what thus said the Lord about what a man is supposed to do. Sometimes a man fall down, but he get up because he asked God to help him up.
Back to the head.
Listen, if you're looking for some cookies and cream, this is not the place. All right? We ain't got that. You understand? You want some Kool-Aid, we ain't got that. You understand what I'm saying? We drinking 64 ounces of water a day over here. You understand what I'm saying? And we eating off the word of God over here. You understand what I'm saying? We striving every day to get healthy, mentally, physically, and spiritually. You need to do it too. Drop down and give me 25 push-ups every night. Drop down and give me 50 push-ups every night. I need you to exercise. I need you to tell the devil that you ain't going to kill me with no high blood pressure. You ain't killing me with high cholesterol. You ain't killing me with heart disease. In the name of Jesus, you need to talk to him. That's your health tip.
Amen.
Start speaking to the devil. Push away from the table. Stop eating everything you see.
That's a good one, there, Doc.
Everything you see.
I'm telling you, here's our Black History honoree tonight, y'all. Her name is Miss Charlotte E. Ray. Miss Charlotte Ray became the first female African American lawyer in the United States in 1872. She continued to break new ground for women and African Americans when she became the first woman granted permission to argue cases in front of the Supreme Court. Despite these achievements, prejudice kept her from successfully maintaining a private practice. She spent her later life teaching public school and championing social causes such as women's suffrage. That is Miss Charlotte E. Ray. We thank you, Miss Charlotte Ray, for all that you have done for us. Listen, open your mouth, man. Speak up and speak out. Stop letting people step on you like you ain't nothing. You somebody. You part of the royal priesthood. Stand up and be somebody. Get stern like your cousin John the Baptist and start calling them hypocrites out in the name of Jesus. Pastor Jackson's final comments to shut us down, sir. He's on hypocrites.
My Lord.
Thieves and cheaters and manipulators and tired of your sin for you. Ooh, you Satan, you.
Amen. Go ahead. Call him out.
You better get Pastor Jackson off of there before he get all shook up.
Call him out, Pastor.
I'm just saying, though. You know what I'm saying? Jesus called out those sins. Why we ain't calling them spirits out?
We got the power.
Why we ain't calling them out? I could change my voice to sound like something to get in there and scare you. I could sound like this.
Get out of here, Satan.
Go ahead, man. You got to get me started. Go on. Take the microphone, man. Pastor, you in a bad area. You need to move. You're breaking up. We hear you, but you're just cracking up. Come try again.
Yeah, you're breaking up bad.
Pastor, go ahead and close us out, sir.
Say again?
You go ahead and close us out.
Keep talking. You good. Right there, wherever you at. Keep your foot up and keep talking. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to be reading from Luke 23.
He put his foot down, Pastor Melvin.
I'll see it.
He put his foot down. I told him to hold it up. You break
Look
it
up to heaven.
let me turn over here. I hate that, man. Can you tell us what the scripture is you was about to read?
23.
We don't even understand. I'm sorry, man.
I didn't get it.
We sorry about it.
I thought we got a ram in the bush.
Amen. He definitely does that.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. We got like 2 minutes. So I see Pastor Joseph came on. God bless you, sir. Good evening. How are you? Say something real quick to everybody. Just speak to him. We ain't got long. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Pastor Joseph.
How's everybody doing? I'm doing pretty good today. Thank you, sir.
That's good, sir. God bless you. Glad you was able to get in on this last minute here, man. I know you're just getting off, so So we thank God for you being able to come on, man, and we send love and blessings to you and your family, sir.
We receive it. Thank you so much.
God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. All right. Pastor Jones is on his way home from work. We thank God for him to touch base with us. Pastor Melvin, won't you pray us up out of here, sir?
Daddy, we come to you right now. In obedience to the instruction you gave me, only way you will hear me if I come through the door. And the door is my big brother, Jesus Christ. We want to thank you first for this program. Let it do, Daddy, what you want it to do. We're being obedient. We're following your lead the best we know how. Do what you want to do. You know who needs to hear what is being said on this program. We don't know. We have an idea where the broadcast is going, but we don't know who needs to hear this. Touch them. Whatever is said on this radio station, you know exactly who need to hear what is said, when it is said about each one of these brothers. Mom, I have expectation. I'm expecting you to do this. We can't do it. But we trust you enough to do it for us. Speaking of the pandemic, there are many who have lost loved ones. We lift those families up. There's nothing we can do for the one that's deceased. But hopefully, the ones that are left, they will see that you're not playing. They will see that you ain't to be played with. Sometimes catastrophic things have to happen in our lives to turn us around. And if that's the case, this is a good thing. I'm going to look at it as good anyway. Something good coming out of this pandemic. We thank you, Daddy, for this. We thank you for touching my friend, my dean, his brother. I talked with my dean and I told him I just did not feel that this was sickness was unto death. I couldn't sense it. Hopefully my prayers are being answered. That's just going to build my faith up a little bit more. But even if you do decide to go the other way, it's not going to lessen it. Because your will is going to be done. I accept this. I don't care how angry I get, how many tears I shed. It's not going to change what you had already said going to be done.
My Lord.
Lord, please don't forget. America, I pray for your spirit to go in the White House. And I really believe Joe Biden took it in there. But he's going to need leading guidance. We can't go there. So I ask you to do it. I'm asking you to do it in my big brother's name, the Christ. And please don't forget Pastor Will. He's doing everything in his power to take this broadcast forth. Whatever is needed for this broadcast, he don't beg nobody for nothing. I'll never hear him ask for nothing. The man truly believes he's going to make a way. I believe you're going to make a way. I believe we're going to accept the fact that the way has already been done. Just let us perceive it that way. Well, he can carry on this program. And whatever he asks me to do, Father, I'm going to follow his lead because he is the leader. I'm going to follow on this. I'll do what he asks me to do. I want to be like that. All the ministers that are on this broadcast, and it's in Jesus' name that I ask this. And I'm expecting to see things happen. I don't want them to have them. I'm expecting it because I know how you are. Thank you, Daddy, and good night.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Don't forget, tomorrow evening, Lord, say the same. We'll be back here with History Talk with Dr. LaVert Kemp. Our overseer will be on with his show, History Talk. So make sure that you tune in at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll kick off. Class starts at 7. We start on time with class. So make sure you on time. Have your pen and paper and report on class on time. All right? Have yourself a wonderful evening. And as Dr. Kim says all the time, we love you, and ain't nothing you could do about it. Everybody be blessed. My brothers, I love y'all. Thank you for tonight. Have a blessed night, brothers. Good night, everybody. Love you.
Good night.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.